The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you will no longer see me, and a little while later you will see me." Some of the disciples said to one another, "What does it mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father'?" So they said, "What does this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
A little while. This is a simple phrase, but Christ's words today have many layers of meaning for us. The most immediate for his hearers was in relation to his crucifixion and resurrection. The second is in the way that we don't see him physically now, but do see him through eyes of faith in the most holy sacraments, the Eucharist, the Scripture, community of believers, and in each person we meet. And lastly, there's this eschatological sense. In the end times, he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. My brothers and sisters, our task today is simple, but it too has many layers to work with. We are to work on seeing Christ in our midst today, in the here and now. And to this end, I leave you with a quote from C.S. Lewis. He says, "Next to the Blessed Sacrament itself, your neighbor is the holiest object presented to your senses."